Welcome to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast, a podcast for high-achieving women who are great at making money but struggle to build wealth. You'll learn how to take control of your money, increase your net worth, and make more. Ladies, it's time to create a life with more money and more freedom. Let's dive in. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you all are having a fabulous week so far. And I am so pumped about the wealth building series we've been involved in over the last week. And to kick off this week, we are going to talk about who the Wealthy Woman's Academy is for. I really want you to know more about the Wealthy Woman's Academy. I think with all of the things we've been talking about over the last week, it is only fair to pause and tell you how I can help you and support you in your wealth building journey. So if you are liking what you heard and what you're going to continue to hear the rest of this week during this wealth building series, and you know you want to implement these principles into your life and you want guidance and support and help, because you've already been trying it on your own and it hasn't been working out for you like you wanted to, then I would be so honored to be your coach inside of the Wealthy Woman's Academy. So I'm going to talk about who the Wealthy Woman's Academy is for, who I thought about when I was creating it. And we're also going to talk about some common objections that I hear, some mindset blocks that I hear, and maybe just hearing me talk it out with you, you'll understand that a lot of times the thoughts that we have about not having time or not having the money or not being someone who've ever done anything like this before, this is just really your primitive brain at work trying to keep you in your comfort zone. So I'm going to kind of help you to decide if the Wealthy Woman's Academy is for you. Okay, so first we're going to start with who it's for, the person herself, right? And so you are someone who makes good money. You do not need to be making multiple six figures, but in your mind, you know that you make a really good income. You could be a business owner. You could be in corporate America. You could be a professional. You could be a doctor, a lawyer, a real estate agent, an interior designer, a professor, an accountant. I mean, any profession, a teacher, anything you can think of. The profession doesn't matter. What matters is that you know that you could be further along if you had better control of your money, if you just knew what to do with your money. Okay. So if you ever think to yourself, like, you know what, my life is pretty good. Like, I've done everything right. I have good relationships. I have a good career. You know, I have friends. But this area of my life right here, this financial area of my life, I just can't get this money thing under control. And if you ever kind of thought that to yourself, then the Wealthy Woman's Academy is for you. If you ever thought to yourself, you know what, I just don't even know where to start. I've been trying it on my own and I'm just not getting anywhere. The Wealthy Woman's Academy is for you. If you ever just thought to yourself, you know what, I'll just make more money. Let me just make more money. And when you make more money, you still find yourself not building wealth, then the Wealthy Woman's Academy is for you as well, because I used to be that person too. I was always waiting on the next bonus check or the next raise before I quote unquote get my money together. But guess what? When that next bonus check came or when that next raise came, I didn't do anything different. Why? Because I was still the same person. I had more money coming into my life. I had a windfall coming into my life, but me, the person, I was still the same. So if you are saying any of these things to yourself, then the Wealthy Woman's Academy is for you. Another one that I hear often is, I've got time. And maybe you've been telling yourself that since your 20s. You're thinking like, you know what, I've had time before retirement. I have time. And now you're in your 40s and you still saying the same thing and you're not really where you want to be financially. Again, the Wealthy Woman's Academy could be the answer to your prayers. Okay. Now, if you also think of yourself as someone who is not disciplined, who has no self-control, especially when it comes to your spending, the Wealthy Woman's Academy is very much so for you, because as you all know, I used to be a chronic overspender, and a lot of what we cover in the Wealthy Woman's Academy is all about deconditioning your brain from being someone who overspends money to someone who spends intentionally and guilt-free. And if you ever thought to yourself that you would have to give up your lifestyle or go on a strict budget or give up all the things that brought you joy in order to save and invest, and that is kind of in the back of your mind, and you just can't fathom living a boring, frugal life for years and years and years until you retire, then guess what? The Wealthy Women's Academy is for you, because we are not about that life. We are about building wealth and enjoying life at the same time. So if you can identify with any of those things, you are the person I created the Wealthy Women's Academy for. And I would love, as I said earlier, to be your coach and to be your guide. Now, some people think that they need to be making a certain level of income in order to be in the Wealthy Women's Academy. And the truth is, and I said this before, the Wealthy Women's Academy is for people who want to be wealthy. It's for people who want to learn how to build wealth and enjoy their lives at the same time. It's not for people who have already become a millionaire. This is aspirational. This is for people who want to grow and evolve and become the kind of woman who consistently builds wealth. So honestly, there is no income number, right? If you make good money, you get to define what good money is. And you know for sure that you make enough money that you can be further along than where you are, then the Wealthy Women's Academy is for you. If you ever wonder, where is all my money going? Now, we just finished up with tax season, and a lot of you saw your W-2s. And when you saw that number, you scratched your head and you were like, there's no way I made that much. Where did it all go? You are who I created the Wealthy Women's Academy for, so that you can stop asking yourself that question. Instead of asking that question, you are automatically telling yourself where your money went. You know exactly where it went. There's no more questioning it, because you are in control and you are building wealth with it. And you're also enjoying life with it. Now, the other thing I want to talk about are your desires. If you desire that you want to forget it's payday, I will never forget the first time I forgot I got paid, right? Because I had so much money left over from the previous check, I wasn't sitting around waiting for the next paycheck to hit. So if you want to forget it's payday, the Wealthy Women's Academy is for you. If you want to have money left over before the next paycheck hits, the Wealthy Women's Academy is for you. You want to pay off high interest credit card debt and have plenty of cash in the bank, liquid cash that you can put your hands on, then the Wealthy Women's Academy is for you. If you want to increase your net worth, if you want to multiply your money by taking advantage of compounding interest and letting your dollars bring you home more dollars, then the Wealthy Women's Academy is for you. If you want to be in control of your spending without depriving yourself, again, the Wealthy Women's Academy is for you. The bottom line, if you want to build wealth without giving up your lifestyle, and you know you make a good income and you are not where you want to be financially, and you've tried it on your own, and you keep telling yourself you have time, and you keep telling yourself you just need to make more money, then the Wealthy Women's Academy is for you. It's time to just draw a line in the sand and say no more. I'm betting on me. I'm investing in me. I'm going to do something differently so that I can create a different result. Now, let me remind you all of the structure of the Wealthy Women's Academy. So here's how it works. You get 4 one-to-one private coaching sessions with me where we get you off to a great start. What we do during those sessions is we get super, super clear on your unique values, what's most important to you, so that you can start spending your money on those things and stop spending your money on things that are not important to you. We're going to set some financial goals, and then we're going to prioritize them. We're going to put them in order of importance to you so that you can work towards them while you're in the program. And then we'll also get just really clear on your finances so that you can create a plan for how you're actually going to make those goals a reality. Then once you're finished with those one-to-one sessions, you graduate out into the group coaching sessions, where you'll get an invitation every single week, except for holidays and except for vacation weeks, where you'll get an invitation to join me in a group session on Zoom. Sometimes you're going to come to that meeting and you might be the only one there, so you're getting a private session. Other times there'll be other people there, and you come and get support and help on continuously taking action towards those goals. So that's where you get the support, the guidance, the accountability, so that you do not quit, right? When we try to do things on our own, what we really are doing is setting ourselves up for failure, because when we get it wrong, when we make a mistake, a lot of times we beat ourselves up and we tell ourselves, this isn't going to work for me and I'm just bad with money. But when you are in a community, when you have a coach and a support system to keep you moving forward, even after you make mistakes, that is when you win. That is setting yourself up for success. Okay, so you'll get that invitation every week. You do not have to come to every one of them, but I highly recommend that you come to one or two a month. It's like maintenance for your money, right? Because you're already going to have your plan, and the weekly calls will just help you to stay accountable to yourself, to help you to continue making progress, to course correct when things are not going right. If you're finding yourself slipping back into old habits, this is the perfect place to come and get mindset coaching so that you can get back towards working on your goals. Then you get the Wealthy Woman's Academy online curriculum. This is like Netflix for your money, where you'll have 24/7 on-demand access to all the video lessons that I've taught about your relationship with money, about setting your goals, about how to stop overspending, about mastering your money, saving, paying off debt, all the things that you need to know in order to build wealth. You can binge watch those modules and those videos anytime. There are worksheets, there are templates, there's so much support in there for you. And anytime you have questions or you want to talk about any of those things that you've learned, all you have to do is bring it to the group coaching calls. Now, the goal is for you to have a $10,000 turnaround before the end of the year is up. So if you start in April, by the next April, the goal is for you to have a $10,000 turnaround. And this is what I mean by a $10,000 turnaround. You've either increased your income by $10,000, increased your savings by $10,000, increased your investments by $10,000, or decreased your debt by $10,000. You could have done it in one of those areas or a combination of those areas that equal up to a $10,000 turnaround. So that is the goal. The goal is for you to have a $10,000 turnaround within your first year of being in the academy. And the beautiful thing about that is once you have one $10,000 turnaround, you now have the skills to do it again and again and again and again. And it will compound and compound, and you will become wealthy, period. There's no way you won't if you continue on with everything you learn and constantly take steps towards those goals that we set at the very beginning together. Now, you hear me talk about the primitive brain and the prefrontal cortex all the time, right? The prefrontal cortex is all about growth and evolution. It wants you to win with money. It wants you to build wealth. It's what has you listening to this podcast right now, right? It wants you to grow. But then there's this other part of your brain, the primitive brain, that just wants you to stay the same. And so in order to keep you the same, it always offers you up doubt and why this is not a good idea and why you shouldn't do it and why you're going to fail if you try, right? And so one of the things that I hear often that I have to help people work through is, you know, I've never done anything like this before. And my answer to that is, it's time to step into a new identity. If you really think about it, what got you here isn't going to get you there. And so in order to get you there, wherever there is for you financially, you have to be willing to step into a new identity and do some things you haven't done before. So don't let the fact that you've never done something like this before, investing in yourself, like, don't let that stop you. Because I want you to know one thing, wealthy people invest in themselves. They invest in learning new skills. They invest in their mindset. They don't just buy a bunch of stuff. They do that too, but they spend more money investing in their knowledge, investing in who they are, than on stuff that depreciates, right? They look at themselves as the asset that appreciates. So they're willing to put money into their brain. They're willing to put money into their skill sets. And so if you do not have the skill set of knowing how to manage money, this is the best investment you can make, because once you figure it out, you're set for life, because you'll keep doing it and doing it again. And the return on the investment is off the charts. The other thing I will say about this is that your primitive brain always wants to tell you that what if it doesn't work? right? That's just its natural default way of thinking. But it's up to you to say, but what if it does work? What if this is the thing for me? What if this changes it all? And I'm telling you, if you show up and do the work, I'm going to be there for you no matter what. I'm going to be there for you 100%. And if you match that energy, what we can create together is unimaginable, right? So I just want you to know that as well. The other thing I hear often is, I just don't have time. I'm so busy. And when you think about time, there's two aspects of that. You have the macro and the micro. Macro is the time of year, the season of your life. And I want you to know, if you can learn how to manage your money and to build wealth when you're busy, then that's great, because if you're busy or not busy, you're going to have that skill and it's just going to be who you are. But if you wait for this imaginary time that probably will never come, by the way, where you're not busy and you learn it then what are you going to do when you get busy again? Are you going to be able to incorporate all the skills you learned even in your busy life? So if you learn it while you're busy, you're good. It's just who you are, and you'll be able to maintain it no matter what season of life that you're in. The other part of time is micro. Micro is just, I just don't have enough hours in the day. And I'll tell you, one time I was complaining to my husband about not having enough time in the day for all the things I had going on. And I think he just got a little tired of me complaining. And he just said, give me your phone. And I kind of was like, why do you want my phone? And he said, just give it to me. And he pulled up the screen time and he said, here's your time right here. And I will offer that to you as well. Decide that you're going to stay off social media for a little bit. You're going to commit to putting that in for your well-being, for your long-term well-being. Now, the final thing I'll touch on is money, right? Because the Wealthy Woman's Academy is not free. And I want you to know, one of the beautiful things about investing in yourself is that you have skin in the game, and that's when you really, really show up for yourself. When I first started coaching, I used to offer free sessions. And do you know, people would just not even come to the sessions? They would cancel on me or no show. Why? Because they didn't have any skin in the game. So when you pay attention, right? So think of it that way. Like, this is not only an investment in your skills and your knowledge, but it's also going to help to ensure that you show up for yourself. The other thing about money is, listen, I'm just going to be real honest. You're going to spend the money anyway. This is a little tough love. I know. But you're going to spend the money anyway. Will it be on mindless impulse purchases that don't mean anything to you? Or will it be on something that could literally change everything, could literally change your life, not only your life, but your children's lives and your grandchildren's lives? When you get your money right, when you build wealth, you change lives for generations to come. So you're going to spend the money anyway. Why not invest it somewhere where you know that the return can be infinite? That is what I have for you all today. So if you've been thinking about joining the Wealthy Woman's Academy, this is your time. There's no better time than the present. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Hey, before you go, if you're ready to create a life with more money and more freedom, then you're invited to join the Wealthy Woman's Academy, my signature coaching program where you'll learn how to take control of your money and build wealth without sacrificing your lifestyle. To get started, head on over to germainefoley.com/WWA. That's Germaine with a G. See you over there. Bye-bye.